Good morning. It's March 5th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In an unprecedented event, the Smokehouse Creek fire has become the largest wildfire in Texas history, now 15% contained, marking a significant moment in the state's ongoing battle with natural disasters. This fire, which has already destroyed dozens of homes, has brought to light several critical issues, from the cause of the blaze to the broader implications of climate change on extreme weather events. The containment of the Smokehouse Creek fire was significantly bolstered by an influx of firefighters and favorable weather conditions. The rapid containment efforts were further aided by the strategic use of fire retardants and the mobilization of hundreds of firefighters, showcasing the importance of preparedness and response in such critical situations. However, the origin of this devastating fire has been put under scrutiny, as a lawsuit alleges that a downed power line sparked the blaze, raising questions about infrastructure resilience and maintenance. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary has underscored the increasing effects of extreme weather caused by climate change, signaling a wake-up call for urgent action. In response to the disaster, the city of Borger, Texas, has made a plea for donations to shift from food and water to cleanup supplies, emphasizing the long road to recovery ahead. This disaster not only highlights the immediate need for relief, but also sparks a broader discussion on the necessity for improved infrastructure, policies, and practices to mitigate the impact of future wildfires and address the root causes of climate change. While the impact on consumer beef prices is expected to be minimal, the financial burden on local ranchers and the broader cattle industry is anticipated to be substantial. This event not only affects the immediate area, but also poses significant challenges for the region's cattle industry, underscoring the far-reaching consequences of such natural disasters. As the clock ticks down to Joe Biden's inauguration, a pivotal meeting unfolds, setting the stage for a renewed U.S. commitment to combating climate change. Outgoing U.S. Climate Chief John Kerry and his team are laying the groundwork for a significant shift in the nation's approach to this global crisis. This strategic gathering is not just any meeting. It's a clear signal of intent to re-engage the U.S. in the global fight against climate change, emphasizing the urgency of the moment and the critical role the U.S. intends to play moving forward. At the heart of this strategy is the goal to reassert U.S. leadership in the climate battle. This involves reversing the country's previous withdrawal from the Paris Agreement and addressing the rollback of carbon-cutting policies seen during the Trump administration. With the ongoing COVID-19 crisis as a backdrop, Kerry's mission is to restore America's credibility in climate action, signaling a new era of commitment and leadership in addressing this pressing issue. As Kerry prepares to step down, White House advisor John Podesta is poised to take on the role of senior advisor to the president on international climate policy. This transition marks a significant moment in U.S. climate diplomacy, aiming to propel more robust climate action worldwide and restore the country's standing in international discussions. The meeting, taking place on the eve of a new administration, aims to mark a nadir in decades of U.S. climate diplomacy, setting the stage for a resurgence of American leadership in the global fight against climate change. Kerry's vision is clear: to bring the U.S. back into the forefront of the international effort to combat climate change, leveraging this moment of change to foster a more sustainable and resilient future. In a significant turn of events in the airline industry, JetBlue Airways and Spirit Airlines have officially called off their $3.8 billion merger. This decision comes on the heels of a federal judge's ruling that sided with the Justice Department, marking a pivotal moment for consumer choice and competition in the skies. The backdrop of this story involves a lawsuit filed by the Justice Department aimed at preventing the merger, citing concerns over its potential to harm consumers by eliminating Spirit's competitive low-cost fares. This legal battle culminated in a federal district judge in Boston ruling against the merger, stating it would violate antitrust law. Such a stance underscores the government's commitment to preserving competition within the airline industry. Following the court's decision, JetBlue's new CEO, Joanna Geraghty, announced that the conditions for closing the deal could not be met by the July 24th deadline, effectively sealing the merger's fate. Consequently, JetBlue is obliged to pay Spirit a $69 million termination fee, a financial repercussion of the deal's collapse. The fallout from this failed merger extends beyond the two airlines involved. Spirit Airlines Incorporated saw its shares plummet by 16%, reflecting investor concerns over the airline's future without the merger. Meanwhile, JetBlue Airways Corporation experienced a slight uptick in its stock price, perhaps indicating market confidence in its standalone prospects. Additionally, this development casts a shadow of uncertainty over other pending deals in the airline sector, notably the proposed acquisition of Hawaiian Airlines by Alaska Airlines. This turn of events brings a definitive end to a merger that promised to reshape the landscape of the airline industry, leaving stakeholders to ponder the future of airline competition and consumer choice. In a startling turn of events, a former Massachusetts Air National Guard member, Jack Teixeira, has taken a step towards accountability by agreeing to plead guilty to leaking confidential military documents. This case sheds light on the unexpected intersection of military secrecy and social media platforms. Jack Teixeira's decision to enter a guilty plea comes with a significant twist. A plea deal that not only requires his cooperation with authorities to trace the leaked secrets, but also offers him a reduced sentence ranging from 11 to 16 years. This move allows him to evade more severe charges under the Espionage Act, including the unlawful gathering and unauthorized removal of top-secret military documents. The heart of this matter lies in the nature of the leaked documents. These weren't just any files. They contained sensitive national security secrets that had implications for both U.S. foreign adversaries and allies. The motivation behind Teixeira's actions? A bid to impress a circle of friends on Discord, some of whom were mere teenagers. Despite the gravity of the leaks, investigators have not found evidence of espionage. As we await further developments, the judicial system is poised to weigh in on Teixeira's fate. A hearing scheduled for September 27th will determine the acceptance of the plea deal. This case not only highlights the unconventional threats to national security in the digital age, but also the consequences of seeking validation in the wrong places. In a courtroom twist that underscores the legal challenges surrounding the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, the company's former CFO, has admitted to perjury in a New York court. This confession adds another layer to the complex legal narrative involving high-profile figures and their business dealings. Weisselberg confessed to misleading statements about the valuation of a Trump Organization property during a civil trial. This admission comes on the heels of a prior conviction for fraud, for which Weisselberg served 5 months in prison. Now he faces a new set of penalties, including a 3-year prohibition from managing any business in New York and a lifetime ban from holding any financial management roles. Despite his guilty plea, Weisselberg maintained a silence on implicating Donald Trump directly in the misconduct. This development raises questions about the dynamics within the Trump Organization and its legal battles. Weisselberg's sentencing is scheduled for April 10th, and he could face up to 7 years in prison if he violates the terms of his plea agreement. Furthermore, Weisselberg's role in the Trump Organization seems conclusively ended, as he will not be called as a witness in the upcoming Trump hush money trial set to begin on March 25th. This trial, among other legal challenges, continues to draw attention to the legal entanglements of Donald Trump and his associates. In a separate but related note, the Supreme Court has made a decision to restore Donald Trump to the ballot in Colorado, marking yet another twist in the ongoing political and legal saga surrounding the former president and his empire. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.